Hi, Lizzie.
Hi.
Yeah, so war, what is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
War. Good God, yo.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Everybody, we're doing this at the top. I'll make it really quick. We love all of our supporters. We call them radios on the Patreon page, which is patreon.com/Tim Andrews. You could go there and sign up. $5 a month. That's our base level. That's what we would love to have from you. If you are so inclined to donate, that would be so nice. You know, it kind of helps us keep doing this, keep doing the show. So if you like it and you're interested, it's that simple. And there's a link right there. You could also be a producer at the $25 level. And we thank everybody at the end of the show. And of course, you get a credit because you're producing the show. And sometimes you get to be a guest on Radios in the Dark, our biweekly live show. Sometimes weekly, sometimes biweekly. But we invite you on and we talk to you. And you could also get a t-shirt from our t-shirt shop. So that's very simple. Just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and you'll find out how to sign up. So, Jeff has a staff pick this week, and usually we do those at the end, and we're still going to do them at the end, but I've tried it. Jeff has tried it. The CEO of McDonald's took a little itty-bitty bite because he's a weirdo.
Let me just tell you, this product is tasty.
This product.
A delicious product that I'm going to try right now. It is a fantastic project.
I watched a video on TikTok, a guy that used to be like one of the head chefs in the development of McDonald's food or whatever. They had a meeting with this guy, and he came in, and the chef essentially gets to the point. He says, so what do you like to eat? Assuming that he would say something about what he likes to eat at McDonald's. And he goes, oh, I don't know. I'm a creature of habit. Fish? Not the fillet of fish. Not the whaler at Burger King. Whatever. So this guy doesn't eat McDonald's food, and it was never more evident or clear that he doesn't like McDonald's food than in that viral video. But so McDonald's has this big arch that they were testing in other international markets. Now it's in most stores in the country, and I thought last night, I'm going to try this. Jeff, when did you try it?
Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Lizzie, Dustin, have you guys tried it?
I haven't tried it yet, no.
I had it today.
It's too big.
Is it too big?
Yeah.
It's big. To me, it tastes like a overhandled Big Mac.
First of all, they take a cake of salt and put it underneath two patties. There's two. I mean, it is the saltiest hamburger I've ever had in my life. Mm-hmm. Super.
I took the pickles off mine, so maybe it wasn't as salty.
Was it the pickles? Is it the meat? It's the cheese. They have grilled onion, or they have crispy onions, and then they have fresh onions on it. Lettuce. But yeah, I had no idea what to expect because the one that the CEO was eating, it looked small.
Yeah.
And so we got out of work early, so I had time. So I stopped and ordered it. And then I made a video. And yes, I did have to go to the bathroom after I'd eaten it.
It's a double, right?
Yeah, it's two quarter pounder. It's a half pound of meat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's big.
For me, I would rather throw another $1.50 at it and have a double cheeseburger from Five Guys because it's already $9 just for the burger.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, Five Guys is better.
And I thought I'd probably never order this again. It's tasty, but I just prefer quarter pounder. And if I want that much, I'll get a double quarter pounder.
I like the quarter pounder, but put Big Mac sauce instead of ketchup on it.
See, I didn't know you could do that. I did that when I worked there and I almost got fired. But that was a long time ago.
When they instituted those touchscreen menus, you can go in and customize it just like a person at the counter telling them to. So you can have it like all kinds of weird connections.
I wish it
you
had
can
a
have
time.
It your way.
I wish it had a time machine on it so I could say, give me a cheddar melt. Remember those, Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rye bun, the teriyaki onions, and the glop of cheddar cheese. Those are good. They had a lot of sodium in them, too. And I almost got fired for bringing that up. I almost got fired a lot.
They were just trying to get you fired for anything back then.
No,
this guy's eating everything. We got to get rid of him.
I brought up the fact I used to subscribe to all these hyper progressive partisan magazines like The Nation and The New Republic. And they had an article in there. Chrissy Hynde was talking about it. In Chicago, where McDonald's headquarters are, they were testing this thing called the Archie McPuff. Sounds cute, right? Archie McPuff? What it was is, because of the trash they produce, some McDonald's were testing having incinerators on site. I went into work after reading this article at McDonald's. The manager's name was Deb, and a regional or some corporate guy was there. And I said, oh, are you here to put in Archie McPuff? A little while later, he leaves. And she goes, I had to talk him off the ledge. He wanted you out immediately. And I said, why? Because I read an article about the Archie McPuff. Apparently that didn't go over well. It never happened. They didn't put them anywhere. The fact that none of you have ever heard of them. I know McDonald's lore.
Maybe you single-handedly stopped the Archie McPuff.
I did.
Chrissy Hynde, that day. Yeah.
I know Chrissy Hynde is watching this. I would like a thank you.
Did you see the Burger King guy?
Yes.
I haven't tried that new Whopper yet, the improved Whopper. I want to.
Now, how did they improve it? I mean,
They're putting it in a box, for one thing, so it doesn't get smashed up.
Well, it used to be really good, the Whopper, and then Burger King just fell off a ledge, and that was Tom. See, here's the thing. There's a new burger war, so now it's all these CEOs and manager guys getting together going, oh, I can eat a burger, too. But in his video, he made fun of the McDonald's guy, so I know.
Yeah, he really did.
So how do you improve a Whopper?
Right. Make it
there's double
it's
the
a new
amount
bun.
Of, the bun, plus they're doubling the amount of lettuce of veggies on it, and they're supposedly boxing them up and not wrapping them and putting them in them warmer, so
where there's like ketchup on the top of your bun.
Yeah.
When I lived in Dunwoody before I met my wife, I lived literally right next door to a Burger King, and that was the last time I had really any interaction with Burger. There was one in Tucker that's closed. Tucker, Georgia, where I live, they had a Burger King along what's called Lawrenceville Highway, and it was the filthiest, most disgusting fast food restaurant on the face of the earth. So now we've lost the Burger King. There was also a Wendy's, and the Wendy's was just as disgusting. And that is gone, too. What helped that was the Cookout is there. But it's Cookout used to be really good, too, but it isn't. You know, it depends on who the franchisee is, who they hire. The McDonald's that I went to yesterday was on Chamblee Tucker Road in Embry Hills. And the majority of the staff, I've never had a problem there ever. Never. And I've been going there way too much, probably. But it's the people are nice. The staff is nice. So that's why, you know, I'm still a stan. I stan McDonald's, yo. I stan.
I'm still staff picking it, though, because everybody should try it at least once.
Okay, yeah. We'll try it. Yeah. We'll try it this week.
All right, and there's one more. Now the Wendy's CEO, Peter Serkin, he came out and trolled both of them and ate a Baconator.
Yeah.
I mean, Wendy's quality is still good, but the prices are fucking sky high.
Remember when a JBC was like 99 cents?
Yeah.
I mean, for years.
I can't afford to eat at Wendy's anymore.
Uh-uh.
I brought Junior Bacon Cheeseburgers over to my parents' house for lunch on Monday, and miniature Frosties.
Yeah.
So like the kid size Frosties.
So you're going to lose the house next week?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's another problem. Every fast food restaurant has French fries. They all suck compared to McDonald's. Now, Steak and Shakes are good, and they were before they started cooking beef tallow again. Chick-fil-A, I like theirs, but they just changed the formula again.
Culver's has really good fries. Yeah. They're crinkle cut, but they cook them really well.
Culver's does have good fries, and if you got like a vanilla concrete, isn't that what they call them there?
Concrete.
Yeah, dip those fries in there. So good.
Well, you know what Kim did is when he got home, he threw up, so I got to taste it too.
Nice.
It was very good. I love it. And so, you know, the problem I have, guys, with Kim's AI that he made of me is that the voice sounds like Aziz Ansari. Speaking of Kate Bush, Lizzie told Tim that she has a problem or something with the new Wuthering Heights. Is it a movie or a TV show?
It's a movie.
Movie.
And my only problem with it, okay, is that Jacob Elordi's, like, too tall and too gross to look at. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Get somebody better looking, you know?
He's just too tall? Is that what you're saying?
And gross looking.
So
you don't think he's an attractive person?
Completely unattractive.
Is Margot Robbie nude in this movie? Perhaps
she's gross too.
Why? She wasn't. Did you see Wolf of Wall Street? She's not that gross.
No, it was a really good movie, and I thought it was really well cast. And I think people's gripe about it is that it's not the book, but of course it's not. Like, she put Emerald Fennell, who did Saltburn. Did you guys watch Saltburn?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, she put it in quotation marks on purpose. So if you go into the movie knowing that it's not going to be the book, you'll see a wonderful film.
None of the adaptations have the entire book in it, though, because they always cut it off to keep, because it's too difficult to tell the second story of the next generations, well, right?
And it's a story within a story told by, like, a third person perspective as well. So that's really hard to adapt for a film anyway. But no, I thought she did a really good job. And Jones liked it. Oh, so Kate Bush, sorry, wrote a song about Wuthering Heights, but it's from the perspective of Kathy as a ghost.
Out on the wily, windy moors, we'd roll and fall in green. You had a temper. You gonna join me?
Like my jealousy.
Too hot, too greedy. How could you leave me when I needed to
possess you?
I hated you. I loved you too. Bad dreams in the night. They told me I was going to lose the fight. Leave behind
was a ring.
On the other side from you. Wait, he was banging a ghost.
No, he wasn't banging a ghost. He was following the ghost. And we don't even know if she was really a ghost or if he was just crazy and seeing a ghost.
Vecna, kill me now.
He was banging a married woman.
Who's Vecna?
What? Who's Vecna?
Yeah.
Who's Vecna?
From Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry, Tim doesn't remember that.
That's what that's the funniest part of this whole thing is you don't know who Vecna is because you refuse to watch Stranger Things.
Yeah, refuse.
Tim has a 4-year-old. He doesn't get to watch a lot of TV, but he has plenty of time to doom scroll a.
Oh, Hal was watching Stranger Things at 4. It's fine.
Nah. His mom will sometimes say he shouldn't watch that. Meanwhile, she's playing like those horrible realtors from Los Angeles. Oh my God, you fucking bought the house. Oh my God, we're just rich, vapid pieces of shit.
I hear that it's hard to find room in most of the theaters because women are going in and sitting a seat apart from each other.
Why they gotta do the bro seat?
Jones was the only male.
Well, that
in
gives
there.
You more elbow room.
Oh,
Jones was the only. Stop.
Yes.
Really?
Lots
why,
of theaters.
Why do you beat around the bush? Why do you got to beat around up Kate Bush?
They're Sorry. Rubbing one off.
Lots of theaters. Yeah, there's been pictures that they're leaving latex covered produce behind.
What?
Oh,
yeah. Theaters.
I mean, it's not that. I mean, there's not even any nudity in it.
But it's a love story, and women like stupid love stories.
It's the most tragic, disgusting love story, though, because they're both like sociopaths.
Isn't he a filthy Roma? Trolley.
He's described as a gypsy.
Can't say that anymore.
You can't say that anymore.
You can say filthy
you
Roma.
You can't say gypsy. Can't, it's in the book.
But it's... Yeah, well, you can't say the word from Tom Sawyer either.
Yeah, Tom Sawyer left out a few words.
That's insane.
In his
That's insane to me.
That's not Tom Sawyer. It's Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah, Huckleberry Finn.
But yeah, it was a good movie. He has he pulls off a gold tooth and like a little gold earring.
Well yeah, he's got a dress cool. part.
No, I mean it's the fact that he pulls it off. So I ordered Jones a gold tooth.
Yeah.
Oh no.
A little gold earring. Because I think Jones is bad boy and slutty enough to pull that off, you know?
Hey, he comes across that way.
Yeah. He's insatiable.
Yeah.
I know.
Radio Labyrinth is also brought to you by The Punchline. Tucked inside the legendary Landmark Diner, The Punchline remains Atlanta's longest-running premier comedy nightclub where you can get a huge slab of cake or pancakes to satisfy any cravings you have while you're laughing. This weekend, Matt Brauner. March 8th, Mike Vecchione. March 10th, Dale Jones. It's March 12th through the 14th, Al-Anon Mitra. March 14th, happy birthday to my brother, Abelardo. March 19th, Zach Mama. And on March 20th, Amir T. Okay. Hey, Patreon members, keep an eye out for a post. Well, don't even keep the eye out. I'm just going to Patreon and picking a winner. But if you're a Patreon donor, you are eligible to win a pair of passes to see an upcoming show. This week's winner is Melissa Knowles. So thank you, Melissa, for being a producer. You are this week's winner. Go to punchline.com and check out all the shows. All right, we're not going to talk about the war. We're at war.
It's not a war. It's a military operation. It should take 4 weeks, 5 weeks. I don't know. Maybe 10 years. Whatever.
We don't need to talk about it. I do remember on November 4th, 1979, was the day that I turned 9 years old. Do you know what else happened on that day?
The gas lines, like we're going to have in a couple weeks?
No, that was earlier in the decade. No, on November 4th, 1979, Iranian students took a bunch of Americans hostages.
Yeah.
And so that was my birthday. All the adults, I'm trying to have a good time, and all the adults are in the living room watching the news. And that gave us Nightline, by the way.
There was that one hostage that was from Pennsylvania, like near where we lived.
Yeah, he went to Williamson. He was from Tioga.
We went to a parade when he came back.
Yep, I remember that parade. And by the way, they were released on January 20th, 1981, which was Inauguration Day for Reagan and also my grandmother's birthday. So that was interesting. Nice bookends. And so, you know, Iran has been an interesting part of Gen X life, if you paid attention to the news, in a much different way. The scary Ayatollah died in 1989 and then got replaced with this guy who was seemingly less scary. You know, the only thing I'll say is, you know, if you're looking at social media and you're seeing a video of something blowing up, it's a 50-50 chance that it's AI or it's from a video game or it's from something that happened 5 years ago. So don't trust anything. That's what I say.
And there's a 50-50 chance that you'll see any news from outside the country, too.
Yeah. Well, you won't. If you're not allowed to record anything in Israel. If you're caught recording something, they'll throw you out of the country. You can get Al Jazeera. You can get there's thousands of news channels or hundreds of news channels you can watch.
Right. But if you're relying on social media for news, that's all filtered out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, anyway, I will say, you know, support everybody that's over there that, you know, they're not there by choice. They just have to be because they're in the military. That's what else.
Absolutely.
And if you're a praying person, pray for them. It can't hurt. Actor Crispin Glover is facing a lawsuit from a British woman who claims he lured her to Los Angeles with promises of work and housing, then controlled and exploited her as a live-in girlfriend sex slave.
He's a peeping Tom.
Physically assaulting her, essaying her, and wrongfully evicting her. Glover denies the allegation, saying the claims are false and that he was actually the victim of an assault by the woman. So who do we believe in this case? And it didn't have a lot of legs, this story, did it?
They talked online for like 4 or 5 years, and then he went to Germany, where she was from, and was there for some kind of convention or something. But she said that he showed her his collection of German war memorabilia.
Which war? World War One?
No, that would be the Second World War.
Oh, so the kind that had a lot of eagles and that wacky-looking cross.
Yeah, and armbands and all that good stuff.
Right.
So they played Yahtzee?
What woman's not wooed by that? You know what I mean? Like, come on.
I don't want to meet any woman that's lured into... So you have a great collection of post-Weimar German memorabilia. I have one thing from that era. I have a 5 Deutschmark coin made of silver. And I don't remember where I got it, but I have it. Can't spend it anywhere. I took it to a deli and they're like, get out of here with that.
I'm sure.
No, I wouldn't ever do that. But I do have it, and I don't glorify it. I collect money. I have East German marks that have Karl Marx on them. I have the old Saddam money that somebody who was a soldier over there gave to me. I have pre-Ayatollah Iranian money with the Shah on it. And then I have, you know, the one with the Ayatollah on it, the real scary one. Hmm. So I just think it's cool. And I have a lot of silver certificates and stuff. money. But you can't buy money.
Tim's not home right now. Let's break into his house and steal all his money.
Yeah, don't take his shoebox full of Canadian Tire money.
No, I do have a shoebox full of that. Crispin Glover responded to the lawsuit by strongly denying the allegations, calling them baseless.
Last night, Darth Vader came down from planet Vulcan and told me that if I have a sex slave, I had to let her go or he would melt my brain.
You cannot say that a guy who put out that album with the clown song on it is a bad man. You remember that? You know what I'm talking about? It came out right after Reuben and Ed. And it's Crispin Glover singing a bunch of songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the clown.
Clown, clown, clown. I hated that clown.
And he's the clown's wearing big shoes. So the night you sent, I think you sent me that video and I watched it. And I was playing Trivia Pursuit. And one of the questions was about who kicked off their shoes and got kicked off. I think it was the Letterman show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
And the answer was Crispin Glover. And I was like, oh, how did I not know that after watching that? I don't know. Should have been a clue.
If you've never seen Reuben and Ed, it's a fun movie. Jeff, you must have seen it.
Yeah.
Howard Hessman is in it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a crazy movie.
It is. But that's what he was promoting on Letterman. And the producers should have told Letterman that he was going to come out and care. So what's this deal going on with Scrubs? Jeff, you're the biggest Scrubs fan I know.
Yeah, the reboot came out.
Why are people mad?
It's got the heart of the original Scrubs, but it's missing some people.
Okay.
And Dr. Cox is only on the first episode, and there's no janitor.
Who's Dr. Cox?
He was the John C. McGinley, the dude that was in all the Oliver Stone movies.
You got the flashback, Bob. That guy?
Yeah.
I got a bad feeling about this one, Bob.
Yeah, he was in the best episode, the one with Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch that show, Lizzie?
I watched it here and there. Like, I'd watch the reruns, I think it was on, after dinner before I'd go out at night. But
they totally retconned the final season. They say that was all just a dream or whatever.
Oh.
And then the two main characters are not married anymore, which they were in the original series.
I watched an interview with her, and she says that it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like that relation, like them divorcing. So maybe they're going to make that the anchor of the show again. Yeah. I don't know.
It's good, though. I like the reboot. Joel Kim Booster's pretty funny as the bad guy.
It's another show that I'd have to go back to the beginning and watch. And there's too many seasons. Like Outlander. I just discovered there's 8 seasons of Outlander. I can't do that. Even though it's a Ronald Moore show, so it's probably going to be good.
I was going to ask about the Malcolm in the Middle reboot.
Oh, yeah. When does that come?
Well, it's supposed to be coming soon, I think.
I started rewatching that with Al last week.
That's a funny show. All the
it's
way up to
so tonight. Funny. Hal is so funny. Their relationship is so funny. Like, they're constantly making out.
Where did they do the Newhart spoof? Was that a commercial for something where Hal wakes up next to the wife and but he thinks he was Walter White?
They thought about making it the end of Breaking Bad, but they changed their mind.
Yeah, Gilligan wouldn't allow that.
No, and Malcolm in the Middle reboot, Life's Still Unfair, comes out on April 10th.
Yeah. Nice. We're all going to watch that, I think.
I wonder if it'll be as funny.
It'll be funny. He wouldn't put it out if it wouldn't be funny.
Yeah.
I don't think that he would have agreed to do it. You know what I mean? Two more things. Jim Carrey is not a clone, or is he?
Or is he?
He has obviously had face work, but I don't really follow him all that much these days. And if he wants to go to a French award show and act like that, I don't care. What's it to me? What's it to me, eh? But it did look bizarre. Off-putting.
Yeah, how'd he get his eyes to change color? Contact.
But is that true, or does he have hazel eyes that sometimes look brown and sometimes they don't?
And as you get older, your eyes do change color.
Yes. Mine are purple now. I'm a target.
Mine is he was acting. Because he makes fun of Hollywood and all that stuff.
Yeah. His people said that he spent 4 months learning French enough fluently enough to be able to sit to do the entire speech, and then he just continued the rest of the night all in French.
That's cool.
He said in those interviews, if you see me outside of my house or outside of this, it will not be me. But what he actually meant was when he's outside of it, doing anything in Hollywood, it's a character always.
Okay.
The fact that they thought that was a latex mask and it was someone else, and that's ridiculous.
Jim Carrey? And second off, like, women get work all the time. I mean, so do men in Hollywood. But when women get it, they're like, oh, she's got too much work done. But when men get it, they're like, oh, that's a clone. It's weird.
Yeah.
Somebody did that to my wife on the Good Day Atlanta Facebook group over the weekend. Said, you've lost too much weight, you're too skinny, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then everybody jumped to her defense, which, because they're, you know, they're fans of the show. And this one person, and I don't normally ever get involved. I try not to get into discussions like that online. But I wrote underneath the person's comment, you seem like a very nice person or something. Because I don't
That's messed up.
But then again, you know, I'm a media person, too. If I wasn't a media person, I'd go, hey, F you. You're a piece of crap.
Yeah.
But I can't do that. Hey, before we do the rest of the show, I want to say rest in peace to Neil Sedaka. Now, how many of you guys on the show know who Neil Sedaka is? And do you like that? Did you like his work?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I knew who he was. Grew up listening to all those songs.
Right. Lizzie, were you into him? Were your parents into him?
Well, I just remember, like, in fifth grade, one of my favorite songs was Breaking Up Is Hard to Do.
The fast one or the slow one?
The fast one.
Late 70s, he put out a slower version that was also a hit. The reason I like him is all those songs are good for kids. I was playing some of his 60s stuff. Because he comes in, Elvis goes into the army, so there's this huge gap, and all the music is replaced by, you know, bubblegum music on the radio. And then that's right before the Beatles come in and change everything. So he was like the biggest star, had a lot of hits and everything. And then he went away for a while and he comes back in the 70s. He puts out, what does he put out? He puts out an album and then he has these hits. Laughter in the Rain in 1974, which is a number one song. The Immigrant, which is a song he wrote about John Lennon, because in the mid 70s, Lennon was getting hassled by Nixon. Love Will Keep Us Together, which he wrote and performed and then was recorded by Captain and Tennille and became a hit. And there's a refrain at the end of it. Sedaka is back. I kept all these notes. And then he had a number one song in 75 that was a duet with Elton John called Bad Blood. Do you know that one? Bad blood, blood. The bitch is known to lie. So he's been in my life since I was a little kid. My mom loved him. She liked the Beatles. She loved Elvis, but she liked Neil Sedaka, and she likes the first two Beatles records, which are Meet the Beatles and the soundtrack to A Hard Day's Night. And I would always ask her, why didn't you like the Beatles after that? And she said, they got weird. And I said, okay, I understand. Maybe smoke some weed. He was a Brill Building writer with Carole King. They went to high school together. He had a massive crush on her. He put a song out about her called Oh, Carole. You know, Calendar Girl, Breaking Up.
Oh, my dad sings that song to my mom. My mom's
Calendar
name is Carol.
No. Carol, I am but a fool. So he's fun if you like that kind of pop music. I'm sure there are people out there who don't, but rest in peace. And there's a very good, if you like him, and you're also a fan of Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast, it's from 2019, episode 270. So, but he was really good on that show. So anyway, I was a big fan. I had a chance to see him in Vegas, but I went to a strip club instead. And now I Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza in Euro, your local family-owned pizzeria and the place to get local craft beer and great food that's always made fresh to order. They're open Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturdays from 12 to 9, and they are closed on Sundays. Now, I've been trying to explain to my son why Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays, but he's not getting it. Why would they want to stay with their families? The food truck is once again on winter break, but probably in early March, it'll come out of break. Give us a call if you have a corporate or private event that you're interested in possibly booking. As always, we thank you for your continued support, and for listening to the absolute best podcast around, Radio Labyrinth. We're also brought to you by LDI Repro Printing. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Sure, we all do. Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005, which, if you're like me and good at math, is 20 years. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, call 706-316-9366, or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com.
His views.
Snooze. Yeah, last week was Scrubs, which we talked about already. Survivor season 50. Anybody watch it?
No.
Yes.
I think they're kicking people off in the order of the season that they were on, because the oldest season Survivor got kicked off first.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Well, our oxygen tank ran out.
Yeah. The next episode comes out tonight, right?
Yeah. So we'll see if somebody from season two, Colby, should get kicked out tonight if they're going by season one versus season two.
Is Richard Hatch on it?
No. Thank God. Yeah. And The Great House, which I watched, which was really good.
What's The Great House?
I watched that. That's on Prime.
Mm-mm.
It's about the Great House was the Southern Jefferson Davis's White House.
In Richmond?
Yeah.
So it's a documentary or is it a series?
No, it's a show. It's a fictionalized show, but it's a lot about the Underground Railroad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the chick from Weeds is the lead character.
Who does she play?
She plays some, like, Virginia.
Harriet Tubman?
West Virginia socialite.
Oh, no, she didn't play.
Who's part of the Underground Railroad.
Oh, I see.
Is it true that they made that 2 years ago?
I don't know.
That's what I heard. If you look it up on IMDb, I thought it was down at 2023 or 2024.
That's weird. It just came out now.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's very good. I'm going to keep watching it.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, me too. What do we got this week?
This week, Ted comes back. Season two of the teddy bear.
That's abuse.
Yeah. Yep.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was very
funny. My dad was asking me yesterday or Monday at lunch. Like, he was like, so does Alistair watch Ted?
No, you let him watch season one?
No, I was like, he can't watch Ted.
Too dirty.
He was like, but it's a kid's show, right? I was like, no. No, it's not.
I've been led to understand that tricks are exclusively for children.
Well, I mean, they say tricks are for kids in the commercial.
And is that enforced by law? So if I purchase these tricks, there'll be no trouble.
No, you should be fine.
You do understand that I myself am not a child.
I was able to sniff that out, yeah.
Young Sherlock may be a good kid show. I don't know yet. I haven't watched it, but it starts this week on Prime.
Oh, cool. I hate old Sherlock.
Yeah. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I think it's more of the based on the movies than the series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like him in college, right?
Yeah.
Or private school or something.
Yeah.
Didn't they do that in the 80s? Spielberg had a series?
No, it was a movie.
Okay.
Yeah, they've done tons of Sherlock Holmes stuff.
That movie was the first ILM using computer-generated effects in a movie. That was the first one they ever used it in. Stained glass knight that comes down and fights.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought the first computer graphics were The Last Starfighter. Maybe that's something different.
And then the movie War Machine comes on Netflix this week.
I want to watch that.
Yeah, this looks really good. It's made by the dude who made Hitman's Bodyguard and stars Reacher.
Yeah. And when you're watching the trailer for the first like three quarters of the trailer, you're like a special forces kind of show. And then all of a sudden this giant robot comes out of the ground.
Hmm.
Yeah, it looks great.
Reacher's cool. Another guy that's just too tall and gross.
Yeah. Who? He's gross.
Reacher?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
you only watch the Tom Cruise version of Reacher because he's short.
Yes.
She got Jones like a bodysuit.
Right.
He can be a Reacher.
She got him the bodysuit from that Tom Cruise wore in Tropical Thunder.
Hey, listen, Jones is perfect, and he's way better looking than all these guys.
Oh, yeah, he is. I agree with that. Hey, before we go, I want to remind you that you can become a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member. How about that? Radio Labyrinth listeners, you radios, you can support us for the low, low cost of $5 a month. Only $5 a month. That's it. That's the only tier moving forward. You can keep it where it was before or lower it to $5, whatever you want to do. And this is aside from the executive producers. If you're paying more and want to reduce it, go ahead. Tariffs are hitting us hard.
No, they're not. I mean, they're beautiful. The economy's great.
And for anyone on the fence or looking to support us, make sure you add your address to the Patreon profile so we can get it and mail you a thank you letter and our latest sticker. And for the executive producers, we'd love to have you join us as guests on Radios in the Dark. So far, we've had Mike Hall from Atlanta Pizza in Euro and another special guest coming up soon. But it's your show, and you help us keep it going with your generous donations, and we'd love to have you join us for the live Patreon show, Radios in the Dark. For $25 a month, you become a producer, an executive producer, that's your title, and you'll get a sticker, a shirt of your choice from our merch store, and a weekly shout-out on the show, plus the aforementioned opportunity to sit in with us while we record the live Patreon show. So without any further ado, let's thank our most recent additions to the producer column. Pat Squatch Talk Turner, and I will give you a plug for your podcast, Squatch Talk, Pat Turner. Scott Augustine. We also have Mike Walker, John Allen, Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D., Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, and Brian and DJ Chelsea Smith. So thank you guys very much for supporting us. Let's do staff picks. My staff pick is Paul McCartney, Man on the Run documentary on Amazon.
Was that good? I almost watched it the other day, but I didn't end up doing it.
Light of white, a lot of whitewashing in it, but yes, it's good.
I wasn't that huge a fan of Wings, but I'll watch it eventually.
What do you mean you don't like Wings? What are you?
I mean, they're all right.
Communist? Go live in Iran.
Mine's the Arch Deluxe.
No. I want to find out why you don't like Wings.
They're all right.
You like the Beatles, but you don't like Wings.
I mean, a couple of the songs I like, but...
Name a Wings song that you like.
Love, take me down to the streets.
It's not a Wings song.
Yeah, it's one of their hits from the 70s. I'm not sure which one.
It's not.
It isn't?
No.
I think it might be.
That's not. Nobody sings that song.
I'm still perplexed by someone who doesn't like Wings. I thought Jeff was a huge Wings fan. Guess you're not. I guess you're just a big Ringo fan.
Like, guess you just don't know Jeff.
I guess not.
I like some Wings songs, but just they're not my favorite.
So, I'm done. Jeff, Arch Deluxe?
Yeah, Arch Deluxe. Everybody should try it at least once.
Right on. Yeah.
Mine is they released Battle Royale in 4K from 2000.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's the movie that they practically based Hunger Games and any of those big Battle Royale type movies about, but really good Japanese movie.
When me and Jones first started dating, he showed me that movie, bought that movie, and then showed it to me. It's like, you gotta watch it.
Yeah, like it's vicious.
And we still own it, that same copy.
Right. Nice.
Oh, I did Wuthering Heights, but we already went over that. It's a beautiful film. I think a lot of people are being snobs.
Ugly people.
Ugly. Yeah, gross people in it. You kind of have to be like, ugh, you know? But, but I think a lot of people are being snots because they're like, ooh, I've read the book and I fancy myself, you know, an intellect. And this is nothing compared to the book. But of course it's not. And she knew it wasn't going to be. And if you just watch it going into it like that, it's a great film.
Probably would have been better if Benicio del Toro played Heathcliff.
He would have been an older Heathcliff, but I think Benicio del Toro could have probably played Heathcliff pretty well.
I have a staff pick. You can find Tim Andrews on Sora app and see stupid videos that he makes. I don't know how to find him on there, but you should be able to. Just look at one of my stupid Sora videos that are on, what are they called? Social media platforms. I also recommend the Arch Deluxe, but it's better when it's thrown up into your mouth.
Like a bird.
Six hours after digestion, Tim's trying to go to sleep, and he's like, oh, my stomach. Okay, I'll leave. Bye.
Bye, Troll.
You guys like having him on? I'm talking to listeners, too, or viewers. Please, leave some comments on this YouTube. I mean, really, you have no idea. That helps so much. If you're talking about us, in the comments. That really does help. So just, hey, you know, give a thumbs up, or I don't like the troll, or I like the troll, or you guys are all idiots. Well, everybody is not an idiot, but Tim is. Whatever you want to put on there, please do. And if you're listening to us, rate and review us. I haven't checked iTunes in a while, but it would be nice to have some reviews on there, perhaps, or even Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. And Dustin, once again, tell people about YouTube's feature.
If you're looking for another podcatcher and you have a YouTube account already, YouTube Music comes with that. And with YouTube Music, you can listen to all of our podcasts, our RSS feed, and keep up with everything, and easily at the same time switch over to the video version if you like.
Awesome. Awesome. And we get all the credit for that, I hope. Yeah. Hey, try the Arch Deluxe. Enjoy the show. Share it with your friends. And until next week, please remember to keep it canon.
What do you say? All good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the rain.